Good morning. I'm Caleb Jordan, and today we have Mr. Parker McClellan with the Northwest Florida Beaches International Airport, also known as ECP, with us on the line. Good morning, Parker. How are you?
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. So there's been a lot of stuff going on. We've just had the 10th anniversary but of the airport, the ECP, but there's a lot of stuff going on day-to-day with how airlines are being affected by COVID-19 and how are they managing that. So let's get into it. We've just hit the 10th year anniversary, May 23rd, I believe. So what's it like? How's it been? How's your time been out there? And how have we seen it grow?
Well, why don't we start with the 10th anniversary, because that's really the real good news of everything that we have. Mm-hmm. With the airport celebrated its 10th anniversary on the 23rd, as you said, and we had planned to work with the chambers and all the TDCs to do a pretty big celebration prior to COVID-19. All those plans were in the works. So we had to kind of scale that back. So with working with more communications with Katie Spillman, what we put together was kind of an online celebration, and it was pretty successful. We there were some videos that some thank you videos. We put together a timeline. But when you start looking at all the changes that have happened since 2000, and let's just say 2009 as the last full year of PFN, when there were just 325,000 passengers total, where we ended last year at 1.3 million total passengers. So I know that there were a lot of things that were done by our community leaders years ago that were very, very difficult. And I think that those decisions that were made have been, that was the right decision to make with that kind of growth and demand across the region. Mm-hmm. The airport went from being a city asset, Panama City asset, to a regional asset, which has made a huge difference in our market. We're great partners with Walton County and with the Bay County TDCs. Both of them work very hard and are great partners for us. And then, of course, don't want to leave out Panama City, their new TDC with Jennifer. Everybody is working together to make sure that the success of this airport, and that's a great thing that's happened across the region.
It is. I think that the support is not only admirable, but it's beneficial to not only the airport itself, but also to those who are helping to push it. It's such a large asset for the region, and it's good to see the support and it being treated as such.
Well, we try very hard to make sure that we do a lot of things. We have a lot of partners. And I don't want to start naming partners, because when you do that, you always forget one. And I don't want to do that, so I'm going to quit naming groups, because I'm going to leave somebody out and I'm going to get myself in trouble. But go ahead.
So the COVID-19 sort of derailed or made us pivot the celebration from being an in-person very large event to being an online celebration. So let's get into some business. What is the current flying situation like for a passenger these days?
Well, the environment has changed. In April, we reported to our board last week that we had a total of a little over 6,000 passengers go through the airport in April, as compared to just under 114,000 the year before in April. So the COVID-19 has changed. Limited a lot of travel. We've seen an increase in inactivity since the governor opened the beaches, since there's been the opening of the short-term rentals, a variety of different things. As our economy comes back, so does the traveling public. And as we look at that, we're just under, at our low point, we were probably at maybe 50 passengers a day. Mm-hmm. With all our flights, and now we're just under 1,000. So all those are really good numbers. When you start talking about success, in April we were down 95% over the year before, and now we're only down 60%. Mm-hmm. Never did I think that would be ever be something that I would be talking about being good.
Yeah.
But we're moving in the right direction.
And on the upshot, y'all are not wasting the time for lack of passengers. Y'all have a bunch of projects going on in sort of growth and repair at the facility.
We do. Our board of directors felt very strongly that we need to take this opportunity to continue to move forward, that we're going to use this as a speed bump as compared to a brick wall. And so we continued to our terminal expansion project. So we had two lower level gates that we're making into loading bridge gates and putting a little addition on the end of the building. We anticipate that's going to open in the end of June. We've got a large aircraft parking apron, 300 by 600, that's going to begin the beginning of our kind of our economic development opportunities. We're building a new taxiway. We're doing things that we call projects without passengers throughout the terminal, things that really the passengers you have to do at night, but we could now do them during the day since there was a lack of activity. Mm-hmm. So we've gotten a lot of things done, little stuff done over the last 75 days. And, you know, we're just excited to see people coming back to the terminal.
Certainly. And with that, I've seen that ECP has laid out a plan for how you, along with your partners at the airport, the airlines, the vendors, called ECP Ready. That's your strategic plan on how to continue to promote and sanitize everything to make sure that passengers are as safe as can be. Can you give some details?
Sure. One of the things, let me give you a little background on that first. One of the things that with the governor's reopening, they had established a working group, and the Airports Council, Florida Airports Council, worked with the governor's office to have a representative on that committee, and the director at Tampa was on that committee. And one of the things that he pushed forward was the fact that we really need to make sure that we have a consistent message across the board from all the airports in the state, all the commercial service airports, and what we're doing so that we can show the traveling public that we're ready to go. And so they kind of took the lead and developed a package. And what we did was modified that ECP Ready. So they have Operation TPA Ready, and we have we're just ECP Ready. And what we've done is looked at trying to put together a document that says, here's what we're going to do every day to keep you safe. That's for our passengers, our employees, anybody coming to the airport. So we've obviously addressed wiping down high-touch surfaces. We increase some social distancing. We've got markers that we put together on the floor that we used our brand new logo that we came up with for the 10th anniversary. So we've done a lot of things that just to make people feel more comfortable. There's more hand sanitizing stations throughout the airport, and we're going to continue to add some more as they become available. As you can imagine, there's been a demand for those. Mm-hmm. So we're doing that. Our fire department helped us develop a high-pressure spraying system. So we go around and disinfect areas with a backpack and an older what they call SCBA, which is a breathing apparatus, and you just put a paint sprayer on the end of that, and you've got a high-pressure sprayer. And what we're doing is going around the terminal and spraying. So we're doing a lot of things to make sure that people feel comfortable. As you look at what the airlines do, whatever airline you're going to fly, if you go on their website, they have a video that says, here's what we're doing to keep you safe. The airlines are also all requiring face masks when you get on the plane. So you don't need them to go through the airport, but you do need them when you get on the plane. It's a little tougher to social distance on the plane than it is out in the terminal, and based on the loads that we have today. So we're trying very hard to make it so that people feel safe and comfortable coming to the airport, knowing that everybody's making every effort they can do to make sure that they stay safe and healthy.
Mm-hmm. 2 points on that. One, I appreciate at the end of every paragraph about what's being done in what location by who. It's always promote customer social distancing. So not only are the employees at the airport sanitizing and doing real physical tasks to ensure safety, it's also the promotion of the customer to take some initiative in making sure that they're spacing out and taking care of each other. That's pretty crucial. And also to your point about having a cohesive message across all the airports, that's important as well, because you don't go to one airport to get anywhere. You go from one to another. So at least you're at two locations, and having a consistent message there is crucial.
We think that is absolutely key, and we applaud the efforts of the airports across the state for everything that they're doing. And each airport's a little different. Mm-hmm. Obviously, those that are in high density areas, they do different things than we do. For example, if you go down into probably Orlando South, many of those airports require face masks for all their employees. Right now, we're not doing that. Should we see that the environment's changing, we're prepared to make those changes, but right now we don't feel that that's necessary.
Gotcha. Well, Parker, is there anything else we need to get out about what ECP is doing or anything else?
Oh, I think that, you know, just as your travel plans, you know, as we say, there's ECP in every escape. So as you think about how you're going to escape for the summer, you know, please keep in mind that the airfares right now, they kind of vary if you check online, but I think that they're going to be down for a little bit, but they are going to come back as the industry figures out what the new normal is. But, you know, we have all four all four major airlines coming in and out of here, and we serve, you know, almost one stop to anywhere in the world. So, you know, we encourage everybody to just check that as an option. And years ago we had ECP was easy, convenient, and painless, and I've been kind of touting lately that it's easy, clean, and we're protecting you.
That's excellent. Well, that has been Parker McClellan with the Northwest Florida Beaches International Airport, also known as ECP. Parker, thank you for coming on and letting us know what's going on out there.
Absolutely. I enjoy it every time, and it's good. Appreciate everything you're doing for our community as well.